Get a whiff of that milk. It's gone bad. Toss it, right? But hold on. You know, when milk sours, it becomes yogurt. And yogurt's more valuable than milk. Let it go even worse, and you get cheese. Cheese is worth more than both of them. What about grape juice? Let it ferment, it turns into wine. And we all know that wine is far more valuable than juice, right?
I know that's right.
Ever heard of Percy Spencer? He was just a radar engineer. That is, until he noticed a chocolate bar in his pocket melted while he was standing near a magnetron. That ruined candy bar led to the innovation of the microwave oven. Or how about Spencer Silver? He was trying to create a super strong adhesive, but ended up with a weak, low-tack glue. A failure? Well, not exactly. The Post-it note industry turned into a billion-dollar success. None of these were tragedies. The real tragedy would have been tossing out the sour juice or the useless adhesive or your own so-called past mistakes. Listen, my friend, there's no past mistakes unless you label them that way. What if instead you grabbed life by the horns and declared, "This is mine to learn from"? What if you refused to call your divorce or your failure or your setback? What if you refuse to call those a loss? Because when you do, you miss the gold hidden inside. Your mistakes are not setbacks, to be sure. They are the refining fire that makes you more valuable. Some say that practice makes perfect. Hell, I say that mistakes are the perfect polishing stone that shapes you into something greater. Don't sell yourself short. Embrace those missteps and say, "Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the wisdom and the opportunity to grow." Because every so-called mistake is just the raw material for your next success. This is your buddy Rob, and this is love and encouragement from my little old family viewers.